Thank you. Good afternoon and welcome to the Mesa City Council meeting for September the 17th. Our council is all present, and I believe Mr. Whitaker is present by the telephone. Mr. Whitaker, are you there?
Yes.
Great. Thank you.
Yes, I'm here.
We will begin our meeting tonight, as we normally do, by standing, and we will observe a moment of silence. I would ask you, as you'll hear in a few minutes, we have a particular event this week honoring our veterans and those who have been POWs and missing in action. So we're particularly aware of the need to honor those individuals and would ask you to consider that in our moment of silence today as well. Following the moment of silence, we will please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance. So please join us in standing for a moment of silence. Thank you. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. The first item on our agenda today is presentations of awards and recognitions, and we have two awards and recognitions on the agenda tonight. The first is a proclamation, here it is right here, that declares September the 21st as National POW MIA Recognition Day here in the city of Mesa. I want to make note that in addition to this proclamation, Mesa will be adding a POW MIA flag to the flagpole outside City Hall on September 21st, which is this Friday at 10 a.m. We will be having a ceremony to raise that flag. That ceremony will be dedicated to Mesa resident U.S. Army Captain Paul Jennings Bates Jr., who went missing during action in the Vietnam War. Here to tell us more about the POW MIA Recognition Day and to receive the proclamation is Gary Cherms. Gary, thank you for your hard work on this event and this topic, and please tell us what more we need to know about the event on Friday.
Well, actually, there's two things I would like to do real quick. I know the audience is small, but do we have any veterans here, please? Would you stand, please? I personally, as far as myself and my family, and I'm sure the community, would like to thank you for your service to this country. Mayor, I approached you a while back to start flying the POW flag, and to our benefit, we appreciate everything that was done. This is one of a few steps that we'll be going through. The dedication on Friday is for Captain Paul Bates. We have... We did some history backing on this gentleman, and he was born and raised, and a lot of his family was from here in Mesa. That's the reason I put him into a presentation that I gave the mayor. What I'd like to do is I do have a couple presentations to give to the mayor and to council, but on Friday, we would appreciate as many people as possible to show up to show this family that their family was not only not forgotten, but will be remembered in the city of Mesa for as long as its history will be. Like the mayor said, it starts at 10 o'clock. We have a complete honor guard coming out. We have some dignitaries showing up. And I think it's a good part to show that we still remember not only the military that's out there today doing our job, but the past militaries from World War I, II, Korea, Vietnam. Mayor, I'd like to present this flag. Also with that, as I actually have an actual rubbing of his name off the wall in Washington, D.C., it would be good to have into the history of Mesa.
Thank you. Council, please join me down at the podium to present the proclamation and receive Mr. Cherms' gifts.
This flag is designed to come in here into chambers. The other flag that will be flying up on the flagpole will be delivered by the United States Navy and flown on Friday. That flag will remain up. This one, we hope, will remain in council chambers right next to the American flag.
Okay. Well, let's hold that for the photograph. And I'll give you the proclamation as well. Thank you. Thank you for your hard work. We'll see you Friday morning.
Very good. Yes, that's yours. That's the rubbing.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Cherms. And this really is a very meaningful piece of paper, a rubbing from the Vietnam War Memorial. So thank you for doing that. The next item on our agenda, the second item on the awards and recognition agenda, is a presentation from Mesa Police Chief Ramon Batista about the Officer of the Year Award from the Arizona Association of Chiefs of Police. Chief Batista, please join us at the podium.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. My name is Ramon Batista. I'm the police chief for the great city of Mesa. And while Detective Rain walks up, I just wanted to first tell you that this award today really goes back towards you and your forethought almost a year ago in your decisiveness and the action you took to address the issue of homelessness. Now, you combine that with the city manager's office executive management program. That led to the selection of Detective Aaron Rain almost a year ago to tackle the issue of homelessness. And I know that in session you heard about all the benefits that have come from his work and the work of the city manager's office and the city of Mesa to tackle the issue of homelessness. I'm going to borrow some of his words and how he describes it, in that the entire ecosystem is affected. So we've got a higher quality of living in our city because there's fewer folks that are homeless. That translates into fewer calls for service, so our officers are not taking those calls. That also means that we've got fewer folks that are going to be charged with trespassing, which is the most common charge that occurs when we respond on some of these calls. That means that there's going to be fewer folks in jail, fewer folks going through the criminal justice system, and fewer cases of recidivism, all from the work that you all decided to embark on and that has been made possible through Detective Rain. So really, the selection for the Officer of the Year by the Arizona Association of Chiefs of Police came from the innovative aspect of his work in the past year. So a lot of times we're in policing, and what often gets looked at is from the cops and robbers perspective of, hey, who had the great arrest and who thwarted this crime or that crime? In this case, they looked at the work that was being done here and chose Aaron and the work that he's doing because it was so unique and so special and because it's working. So I wanted to introduce to you Detective Aaron Rain, Mesa's Detective of the Year by the Arizona Association of Chiefs of Police.
Thank you.
And if I could just take a couple more minutes to say this. We're human beings, so we see the train wreck and we think to ourselves, oh my goodness, there's this or that event. But really, what happens every day, day in and day out in our great city is acts like Detective Rain and the work that he's doing with homelessness and the recognition that we get statewide. So remember, all the officers in law enforcement in the state of Arizona, our detective has been selected and recognized for his work. It is Sergeant Diana Williams being recognized internationally by the International Association of Chiefs of Police for all the good work that she does. And it is acts like this every day that occur that, you know, and I'm so happy that we get recognition for these two, but there are so many others that happen night in and night out. Just a few nights ago, one of our officers involved in a very critical event involving the use of deadly force, and he was doing the work that we would want him to do on a dark street, sees something that is out of place, and decides that he is going to stop and have a conversation with somebody. That is public safety. That is courage at its very best. And we have it here every day, along with tons and tons of empathy. I could tell you story after story where our officers show great empathy and respect for human life every day. And so it is a great honor for me to be a part of the organization and to share some of these stories with you. So thank you again for the opportunity to recognize Detective Aaron Rain today. Thank you.
Thank you, Chief Batista. And Detective Rains, I know we heard a little bit from you downstairs, but I'd love to give you an opportunity to share your thoughts as well.
Thank you.
I know you have a lot of passion for this.
First of all, I need to thank my family for being awesome and patient with me and putting up with me, especially the last 10 years of working nights and being gone for birthdays and anniversaries and all those things. I need to thank the mayor and the council for all the support you've given me so far on my project. Specifically, I need to thank Chris Brady, Carrie Kent, and John Pombier for seeing something in me in the interview for the executive program and giving me this opportunity. Chief Batista for taking a chance on me at a time where, frankly, he probably didn't need to. Natalie for being a fantastic mentor. Natalie Lewis, Deputy City Manager. Brandon Lavin, Detective Brandon Lavin, who got a lot of the ball rolling on this and did a lot of the groundwork. And last but not least, all my brothers and sisters in blue that do remarkable, brave, heroic things every day. Without them keeping me safe for the last 12 years and sharing those birthdays, holidays, and missed anniversaries with them as my second family, I wouldn't be here to do this. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We are very, very proud of the work you're doing and wonderful to get this recognition. Council, please join me down at the podium for a photograph with Detective Raines.
That's the right t-shirt to wear. Slide in right here by your dad, okay? So thank you. Thanks for all you're doing.
Hey, you're not done yet, too, you know.
Thank you. Hopefully those who are watching this meeting got a chance to hear more about the program that Detective Raines has been working on in the meeting that just preceded this one. It's amazing work, and we really appreciate the great progress that he is making. The next item on our agenda for this meeting is to take action on the consent agenda. We'd invite Mr. Kevin Christopher forward to read the consent agenda. Mr. Christopher.
Good evening, Mayor and Council members. These are the items on the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the City Council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion unless a council member or a citizen request, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 3A, act on liquor license application for Blue Thunder Law Enforcement Motorcycle Club, one-day event, Saturday, September 29th, 922 South Country Club Drive. Item 3B, act on liquor license application for Mesa Phoenix Marathon Foundation, one-day event, Saturday, September 29th, 7900 East Eagle Crest Drive. Item 3C, act on liquor license application for 7-Eleven, 815 South Alma School Road. Item 4A, act on a one-year renewal of the term contract for electronic patient care reporting software subscription for the Fire and Medical Department. Item 4B, act on a one-year renewal of the term contract for heavy-duty appliances for the Fire and Medical Department. Item 4C, act on contract to purchase two additional medical response vehicles for the Fire and Medical Department. Item 4D, act on contract to purchase four Chevrolet Tahoes, two replacements and two additions for the Police Department. Item 4E, act on one-year renewal of the term contract for ID badging supplies for the Police Department. Item 4F, act on one-year renewal of the term contract for helicopter airframe parts and repairs for the Police Department Aviation Unit. Item 4G, act on contract to purchase one addition and two replacement light-duty pickup trucks for the Water Resources and Environmental Management and Sustainability Departments as requested by the Fleet Services Department. Item 4H, act on contract to purchase one replacement mini cargo van for the Energy Resources Department as requested by the Fleet Services Department. Item 4I, act on three-year term contract with 2 years of renewal options for manhole covers, frames, and adjusting rings for the Materials and Supply Warehouse for the Water Resources Department. Item 4J, act on dollar limit increase to the purchase of a glycerin-based supplemental carbon source for the Water Resources Department. Item 4K, act on dollar limit increase and an amendment and one-year extension with 3 years of renewal options to the term contract for recyclable material processing as requested by the Environmental Management and Sustainability Department. Item 4L, act on contract for Fleet West roof repair. Item 5A, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to accept Proposition 202 funds from the Gila River Indian Community and administer awarded funds as pass-through grants to designated awardees. Item 5B, act on resolution authorizing the city manager to enter into an intergovernmental agreement with the town of Gilbert for the joint operation and maintenance of Baseline Road and Power Road. Item 5C, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to enter into an intergovernmental agreement with the Arizona Board of Regents for and acting on behalf of Arizona State University for bench scale digester testing as part of the conceptual food to energy program. Item 6A, introduction of ordinance regarding ZON 17-00384, the 2800 to 2900 block of South Signal Butte Road, and the 10600 to 10800 block of East Guadalupe Road. This is located on the south side of Guadalupe Road and the west side of Signal Butte Road. Rezone and site plan review for development of a group commercial center. And item 6B, introduction of ordinance regarding ZON 18-00451, the 1700 block of South Pierpont, located north of Baseline Road and west of Higley Road. Rezone, site plan review, and special use permit for parking reduction for a hospital. This request will allow for development of a rehabilitation hospital as part of a future medical complex. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you, Kevin. Ms. Mickelson, have there been any requests to speak on an item on the consent agenda? Okay, thank you. There is a motion and a second that has been made. Please cast your vote.
Aye.
Thank you. Mr. Whitaker votes aye. That is unanimous in favor of the consent agenda. The next item on our agenda is agenda item 7, items from citizens present. I've been handed two blue cards. Ms. Mickelson, any additional cards? Okay. The first card, the first person we will hear from is Tova DiPrinzio. Welcome. You have 3 minutes.
Thank you, council members, mayor, for having me. Basically, the item I wanted to bring to your attention was the potential for not this year, 2019's budget, for next year. I've been told that you guys have already sealed the 2019 budget, but for the 2020 budget, potentially increasing the paratransit portion of that transportation budget. The reason why I'm bringing this to your attention is because as a disabled member of the Mesa community, I live in District 2, and I'm having a significant problem being able to afford the cost of transportation, even with the reduced cost of using Valley Metro's paratransit system. The problem is that it costs $8 round trip to go anywhere, $4 each way, anywhere in either the East Valley or into the center of Phoenix. But because I am a resident of Mesa and not a resident of the city of Phoenix proper, I do not have access to a unlimited card, essentially. It allows me access to 31 days continuously or in a row of unlimited services, so I could take 2 round trips, 3 round trips, wherever I need to go in any given day within their transportation parameters. And that's $32 for the month, for 31 days. As it stands, if I wanted to take 15 round trips, which is 15 round trips, which is $8 per round trip, it's going to cost me about $128 for the month. If I wanted to, say, take 31 round trips for the month, which is essentially what you would get with a round unlimited card, it would cost me almost $250 for that month. Now, as I understand it, the poverty line for the state of Arizona is $800 a month. If we're considering that amount, the $250 a month, we're looking at more than a quarter of my monthly budget, not including the cost of food, medicine, rent, utilities, any of that stuff. Now, consider I'm lucky enough to have moved from the city of New York, so I have a very good budget when it comes to getting money from SSD, from Social Security Disability. The problem is that the vast majority of residents in the city of Mesa have either SSD or SSI from the state of Arizona, which limits them to around $800 to $900 a month. So we're talking about that $248 could be reduced by sevenfold down to $32 a month if the city of Mesa put in a little extra money into their paratransit system. And I understand that Mesa, Scottsdale, and Tempe all funnel all their money into the East Valley system because of the limited amount of ridership. But I would implore you to even consider putting a little bit more money towards paratransit, because it increases the ability for those to have a better quality of life, to have access on a regular basis and that sort of thing. And it's not just doctors. We're talking about social going, you know, for senior citizens going to senior centers, or consider those that are on dialysis. They have to go 3 times a week in most cases. That's already $90, $100 a month just for dialysis alone. So I would ask that you guys consider that, or gentlemen consider that for not this year, obviously, but the 2020 budget.
Okay. Thank you very much, Tom.
Thank you.
Next, we'll hear from Kelsey Struthers. Welcome, Kelsey.
Hi. Good evening. My name is Kelsey Struthers, and I live in the Evergreen District. I've lived there for about 8 years now. And my husband and I own Worth Takeaway in downtown Mesa. So that's on the west end of Main Street before Country Club. And I wanted to start by saying thank you to everyone. We greatly, as a downtown business, appreciate everything that you guys do, as well as our police officers. We are in communication with them pretty frequently, and we utilize their services on a regular basis, being in the downtown area. I am super appreciative, and our restaurant is super appreciative of everything that was spoken about this evening already in the study session regarding the efforts. We really believe in kindness and treating people with human dignity, so we're very, very happy to see the efforts as a whole with the homeless population in downtown Mesa. We are still experiencing some issues, which is kind of the reason why I wanted to speak tonight, just to make everyone aware of some of the things that are still going on despite some of the efforts. And it's mostly surrounding safety for us, as well as some of the other downtown businesses that have been in Mesa for a little while now, for the last few years. Even within the last couple months, despite some of the efforts, we've had some safety issues regarding theft. People, and just so you know too, our hours were 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., so we're one of the businesses in the downtown area that's open the longest, so really early hours. We have people getting there super early in the morning before we open and staying late after we close, and so for us and some of those other businesses that have really long hours, we've had people try and enter the business after business hours, and we always take safety precautions, but when it comes down to it, we've had, because of lack of public restrooms, we've had public urination and defecation and other things taking place still. And one of the big things, which is what brings me here, is that we take public feedback very seriously when it comes to our business. So we've, you know, gotten Google reviews and Yelp reviews from people who, you know, we want their perception of downtown Mesa to be very friendly and inviting, and we're all putting in a lot of effort to try and make it that way. But when people mention, you know, the sketchy part of town, or different, you know, using different verbiage about downtown Mesa that we're working really, really hard to move away from, it's something that we just want to bring a light to it and share it with you guys, so that you're aware of kind of what the current happenings in the downtown area are. So it's not to necessarily have action right away, but just keep it on the forefront of everyone's minds of some of the issues that we're still struggling with, and safety for our staff and for the guests that come to downtown Mesa. So that's it. Thank you.
Great. Thank you for being here, Kelsey, and thanks for Worth Takeaway. We're all very proud of what a great restaurant you've got. Any other requests to speak? Okay, Council, is there a motion to adjourn this meeting? Thank you, Mr. Luna. All in favor, please say aye. Aye. We are adjourned.